that I'm very happy to interview today, Joan C. King, Ph.D. Joan, are you there?
I am, David.
And you have a new book out called Cellular Wisdom, and I've read some things on your website, and I totally concur. I think you and I are synchronized in our own way of thinking of what's really going on around us.
I think we are from our previous conversation before the show.
Yes, and most people probably don't really realize that they are a spirit inside of a body, and there are a lot of neat things that we have, each one of us individual, and the whole idea is to get people pumped up to realize what they really have and how they're really created uniquely and have a lot of power.
Absolutely, and I think that is so evident if you've ever been in the presence of someone while they were dying and actually watched the life force leave their body, and all of a sudden that whole personality no longer is present.
That's right. I've been in the presence, unfortunately, and I guess fortunately, of two people who passed away in my presence. And it's an experience you'll never, ever forget, and it brings in the spirituality to your thought train.
Absolutely does. It lets you see the evidence of life force when it's present and life force when it withdraws.
It's the difference. You know, the first thing I can think of, Joan, is the difference between a puppet and a human being, because when a person, when that life force leaves, it just seems like they're like a puppet. There's just nothing there anymore like a human being. There is a difference.
Absolute difference. Unfortunately, many people do live their lives as puppets, and they do so by giving power to the external circumstances around them. They're sad because of this, they're angry because of this, etc., but they're not living from the inside out, which is from their own power, which is greater than anything that they can possibly encounter on the outside. I mean, look at Viktor Frankl, who wrote his book in the 50s, Man's Search for Meaning, who had been in a concentration camp, a Nazi concentration camp, and who came out of it with an entirely new, he's a psychiatrist, and he came out of it with an entirely new philosophy, which he called logotherapy, which was about meaning, about giving meaning to your life.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And, you know, the Galaxy of Science show, one of the main purposes of Galaxy of Science show is not to only be able to present new science and thinking outside of the box, where science normally goes, but to help people believe in what they have individually. Each and every person listening to our voice right now is gifted, and they need to find those gifts, and they need to believe in those gifts, and not let the life circumstances, we all come into this life, innocently probably, and thinking great things, and as time goes on, there's events that happen in our lives that really steal away our dreams, and we cannot let that happen.